This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We're holding Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. We're still in the Mem Ches Kinyanei Torah, the 48 ways to acquire Torah. And we're holding, yesterday was the last thing we said was Oivis HaMokom, there was the 30th way. 29 was Ov, 30 was Oivis HaMokom, which means to love Hashem. And since you love the Bnei Shalom, you learn Torah B'Ava, because that's the Ratzon of Hashem. And then, once you learn Torah such a way, such a Ava to Hashem, Hashem's Megala, opens your eyes to see all the secrets of the Torah. So number 31 is Oivis HaBrios, to love the Brios. And we know the famous Mishnah, and we're talking about Aaron HaKoyin, Oivis HaBrios, that's the Yisoid, because the more and more you love the Bris and you become the Torah, you're Moise Lichos, all the more Kinyoni at Torah. So you have to learn how to love the Bris. You love everything because it's a creation of Hashem. You love Hashem's creations and everything in the world Hashem made. And therefore, you love everything. And mainly, you're going to be Mekavito, you teach them Torah. And therefore, your own knowledge of the Torah will increase in this area. So, Mela, that's a tremendous Zach. Eivis at Stokas, number 32, to love Stokas. Stokas. You should love. You love stokos, which is to do my tzedek. When the Rashi v'Abra, we're not curious stokos here. We're always at the chochos, which means to love, rebuke. Mekabel to bechor be'av. You mekabel the words of techocha be'av, and when you only, not only accept the rebuke, but you love that, you rejoice, someone rebukes you, he walks, he understands that, it motivates him, says the Mefarsh, the Nachas Ovo, is it first as well, to improve yourself. The more a person understands how good is Techacha, to hear someone reprove him, a person, you know, gets mustered out by somebody, so you, a lot of times you say, oh, it's personal, he hurt me, he put me down, but you, Vakar, he's your best friend. The more you realize, especially if he's, that's the right way to do it, but he's coming out of a rut and wants to help you. And the Gemara said, "Mefurish Talmud Daf Chav Ches Ezi Derech Yeshava Rabbi Sheyavu Laadam Oyeves Techachos." To love Techachos, the Gemara says, a person that loves Techachos, it follows Hashem. So, a person has to realize that that's his best friend, who really cares about him. Wants to not just pat him on the back and flatter him, you're the greatest guy. Obviously, a person needs encouragement, a person has to feel good about himself. And of course, that's the way to start a conversation, or that's the way to try to influence someone, is by seeing his milas, seeing his nekuda toiva, seeing his value, and expressing it, and encouraging him through that. But soif kol soif, at the end of the day, he can't just be encouraged all the time because he'll never improve. He thinks he's great. He thinks he's God's gift to the world. He thinks he's, you know, special, which is, again, we want him to feel he's special. But then he thinks he can do no wrong and nothing to improve. So where's he going? Every single person in this world, there's what to improve on. There's what to perfect. There's what to get better at. But if a person doesn't see that because he thinks he's so great, he thinks everything, you know, he's all the milers, the mela, he'll never try to make it better, get better in any area. And that's a mistake, Gomer, because he came down to this world with Taki to fix up everything and to become the best possible person. And cause mother, you don't see your own faults, which the Chazal say, was referring to the Goyim, but it means also that connotation also means. The connotation means the person doesn't see his own faults. And we don't see your own faults, you're not going to correct your faults. If you don't correct your faults, you're not going to get better. So who's going to correct your faults? That's Aseh Lecho Rav, Knei Lecho Chaveh. Aseh Lecho Rav, Knei Lecho Chaveh. Rabbi Dorn is called Adam Chav Schus. Want to say maybe that's another pshat that Dan, the person, the Rav, and the Talmud, the Chav Schus 100%. When they want to give you Teichoch, when they want to reprove you, when they want to teach you what you're doing wrong, accept it. Mekabel it. Work with it. Get better through it. Don't fight it. Don't deny it. Don't try to, you know, get out of it. But accept it and deal with it. Because that's the way you're going to become the best person you can. It's all for your best. And therefore, if you really want to be kind of Torah, you have to love Teichocha, someone who's going to rebuke you. And the last Oyhev. Oyhev, number 33, in the Kinyanah to Oyhev is a Meisharim. You love Meisharim, straightforwardness. A person loves to go in the way of Yoisha, of honesty, of straightforwardness, of Yashrus, being totally straightforward, seeking out the truth, says Nachas Yaakov. He's not interested in witty and other witty arguments, stuff they like to be wrong. He wants to just try to find the truth, try to find the right, proper, straightforward path in life. And if you try to find that, you're going to hit up with it, because that's what the Torah is. Pikud Hashem Yisharim, we said many times. Many times we say that the Gemara says in Tainus that it's also to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Why? The Gemara learns in Tainus that Pikud Hashem Yisharim Asam Chilev. The Torah is something that gives a person tremendous joy. And Tisha B'Av is not a time that we should be rejoicing, but realizing the Avelis. And therefore Chazal tell us, stay away from learning Torah, it's going to give you too much rejoicing. But if that's true, I would think sometimes the opposite. People should have to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Because by then, some people to learn Torah, it's very difficult for them, and they feel it's like a pain, and they don't get any enjoyment out of it. So maybe Daf could tell people to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Then they have to stay in the base marriage the whole day, and that's going to be Chas V'Chalila. We have to realize Torah is supposed to be the greatest enjoyment. The greatest possible thing a person can do to have enjoyment is learning Torah. Because when he's very into it, and he understands everything with clarity, and he gets really clear, that person has so much simcha. As the Rachaim said, we always quote, that a person that would realize the beautiful and sweetest of Torah, he would go crazy. He would just say, wow, I have everything in the world. I'm so happy, so inspired, so geschmack Torah. So why is it that we don't feel it? Why is it that people are not walking around sometimes with that simchatical look? You know why? Because the pasuk says there's a condition over here. In order for it to be simchatic and gishmak, it has to be yisharim. It has to be straightforward. It has to be clear. It has to be honest. It has to be that a person has seized the clarity of the sugya. But when he's befuddled, he's all mixed up. He has it's mental torture. He can't figure out where the coming or going. He doesn't have anything clear in the Gemara. What comes out of that is total unclarity. So for that, there's no enjoyment. Hopefully, maybe he'll come back the next day to push himself, but he didn't have any enjoyment there for it. There was no clarity. Pikudei Hashem Yisharim, when the Torah is Yoshe, which it is, that's the tzias of Torah. Then you taste the true Torah. It's not the pshat, a guy learned Torah, he didn't have Gishmak. If he didn't have Gishmak, it's because he never really learned Torah, because he never tasted the Yashrus of the Torah, the straightforwardness of the truth. When a person realizes and he gets to the truth of the matter, there's a certain simcha. Till he gets to the truth, he's always fake. I don't know, I'm not sure. When you get to the truth of the matter, you really go deeper and deeper and you conquer the truth. That's what you're going to see, Rabbi Sad, it's around the simcha and you're learning, the enjoyment, the gshmak, and b'zirchot b'kayna, all the Torah Rabbi Hashem, through these kinyonim, especially this inyan of being straightforward.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.